Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of In Search of Hope, written by Anna Jacobs, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1. As Libby was carrying out the rubbish, the bag split. It was the final straw in a horrible week, during which her husband had been in a foul mood. She was fighting to hold back the tears about the mess when she saw a stained and dirty letter among the rubbish, sticking out of an envelope addressed to her. It had been opened and thrown away without her even seeing it. Her husband usually took out the rubbish, but he'd forgotten today because he'd been too busy complaining about their 4-year-old son's untidiness. His need for perfect order and tidiness was beyond reason, an obsession that was hard to live with, and poor Ned did very well for a child. Stephen always picked up their mail from their P.O. box, and she wasn't surprised that he'd opened her letter. It wasn't the first time it had happened. But why had he thrown this one away without letting her see it? This seemed to be a new step in their deteriorating relationship. Or had he been doing that sort of thing all along? Grimacing at the mess of coffee grounds and vegetable peelings which now decorated the letter, she took it out of the rubbish, wiped it, and began to read.
Dear Mrs. Pulford, you appear not to have replied to our previous letter, although it was sent by registered post and was signed for by someone at your address. In brief, your grandmother, Rose King, has died and left you a bequest of £20,000, plus some residual money which will come from a later sale of goods. If you will be so kind as to contact us, we will explain the conditions attached to your inheritance and arrange to have funds transferred to you once you have signed the agreement.
Libby gasped and clapped one hand to her mouth. She hadn't seen her grandmother since she was 12, when her mother had remarried and moved from Lancashire to Bristol. But she had very fond memories of Grandma Rose, and had hoped to see her again one day. It was her stepfather who had kept her away from her straight-talking grandmother. He'd claimed the old hag was teaching his stepdaughter to be cheeky and answer him back. And anyway, since Libby was adopted, Rose wasn't really related to the child at all, so there was now no need for them to keep in touch. There had been a few spectacular scenes, but in the end her mother had given in, as she always did, begging her daughter to let the matter drop and do nothing more to upset her stepfather. Libby had written to Grandma Rose every year at Christmas, however.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?